We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Coach and I talked about this a couple weeks ago. This is a start.
Yes, sir.
This is not a finish.
Yes, sir.
Let's stay on it. Let's stay on our standard every day and let's go make some noise now. Let's go. Bills on three. One, two, three.
Bills! On WGR Sports Radio 550.
We're almost there. We're in the home stretch. One hour to go for us.
I'm reading Tyler Dunn's piece at Go Long TD about Diggs, about the Stephon Diggs trade. Tyler's piece, I mean, he always does such great work, and he's launched his own website, golongtd.com. You want to know something in here that's going to make you – I mean, there's a lot in here about Diggs in college.
Is it going to make me happy?
It's going to make you say – I don't know what the reaction is. You ready?
We're an hour away from the end of the week, and there's a big game tomorrow. Please.
Tyler says that when the Bills drafted Tre'Davious White
– yeah.
They were very close to pulling the trigger at that spot on Zay Jones. Of course, they take Trey White, and then they get Zay Jones in the second round.
That
the Bills were, you know, they were looking for receivers, and they liked Zay Jones, and they really gave thought to Zay Jones in that spot.
Thank you, dear. Thank you, dear football gods, for them not taking Zay Jones in that spot. Okay, I'm good. Wow! Yeah.
That's something.
Oh, my
and
Lord.
There's just so much good stuff in here about Diggs' time in Minnesota and the kind of guy, the kind of teammate he is, but how he is now versus how he was then. Vikings players thought he was a little bit volatile.
Yeah.
Because and in his college days, scouts thought he made business decisions.
Have you read the whole piece or you just kind of skimmed it?
I'm about 40% of the way through.
Here's the one thing. I was reading another piece about him this week, and I forgot. Like, he was a fifth-round draft pick. I'm not going to lie to you. I do not remember watching Stephon Diggs play for the University of Maryland. How is this guy a fifth-round draft pick? I mean, look at him. He's a stud receiver.
Right, right. Well, there's a lot in there about that. So
all right. I'm curious. Like, what was
– you to read it.
I don't know if he was – you know, wasn't productive. Maybe – I don't even know if Maryland was good at the time he was there or any of that stuff. I just thought, you know, I'm not trying to sit here and talk about Brady coming out of the sixth round as the greatest quarterback of all time. But we are talking about a fantastic receiver, an elite-level receiver, and he went in round five.
The fun thing that comes back to me is, do you remember that trade and how you heard about it, how you found out about it?
The trade or
the trade for
the Kansas City trade?
The trade for Diggs.
Oh, the trade for Diggs.
Yeah.
Oh, how? I mean, it would have been on social media. It would have been on Twitter. Didn't Diggs tweet out something earlier in the day, time for a new beginning or something like that?
I don't know if that was before or after.
I thought that was before the trade.
Maybe, but he hadn't been traded yet. Maybe he knew he was going
to
be traded.
Yeah, that's why I thought, like, that was kind of a heads up, something's going on.
We had talked about him a little bit. We had Matthew Collar on to say, hey, how is this guy? Should we get him? And Matthew's whole stance was they'd be insane to trade him.
Yeah.
And they did. And they got a nice replacement. Justin Jefferson was a heck of a rookie.
Right.
But I remember that because, I mean, as soon as the idea of Diggs being available was there, I thought, absolutely, you should do this. He is totally worth it because you need good players. You need great players. And I remember waking up. So Tyler – puts the trade at March 16th, 10:36 p.m. is when it, I guess, came out. Huh. Because it wasn't like it was reported all day and then, oh, there it is, it's done. It just kind of, you know, speculation and then, boom, traded to the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that I definitely went to sleep that night because I woke up the next morning to a text from Sal. You know, check my phone. It's like, right. Oh, looks like the Bills got your guy. I'm thinking, who? don't say your guy. I was asleep. You know, I had to go on Twitter and find, like, oh my God, they got Diggs.
Yeah.
And it is impossible to. Could you possibly think of a way it could have gone better?
No. It has to go down as one of the best trades. And I know it worked out great for Minnesota. One of the best trades in the history of this franchise.
Yep.
No question about it.
People can say the
and that's without them even winning a Super Bowl at this point.
People can say the goal is for both teams to win a trade. No. The goal is for your team to win a trade.
Yeah, right.
Whatever happens with
them.
Don't worry
about the other guy.
If it goes well, hey, congratulations. I just needed to win. I needed to get done what I needed to get done. And what the Bills wanted was a receiver and points. And they got the guy that won the receiving title and caught the most balls. And they went to the number one offense in the AFC. It could not have gone any better, that trade.
Yeah. I mean, the Bills' offense went up 12 points a game this season. Think about that. They went from 19 points a game to 31. And Gabriel Davis is a nice add, but, you know, Moss was added. I mean, there's, of course, what's the biggest difference? And you fixed your right tackle. You brought in Darrell Williams. I think your offensive line was better than it was last season. And Josh gets a lion's share of the credit because of his development. But, I mean, it is one of the biggest trades in the history of this franchise. Diggs was the game-changing elite level super duper playmaker that this offense desperately needed.
Chris just sent me a link to a piece from 2018 that it says it's written by Jameson Hensley, ESPN, that Stephon Diggs' mom told Ozzie Newsome he should be fired for not drafting her son. Because, again, he's Maryland.
Down there, yeah, he's from the D.C. area, I guess.
Boom. Now we got a revenge game. Diggs, Baltimore, revenge.
Oh, chip on the old shoulder game?
This has got to be, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he played in their backyard. He was in College Park, Maryland in his career.
Uh-huh.
So,
revenge game.
That's what I said. Harbaugh was funny.
Put it on the bulletin board right now.
John Harbaugh was funny this week. He called Diggs Ravens enemy number one.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, I don't know. He just got away. Like, they had talked about drafting him, but they didn't. And he said exactly that. Like, it's one that got away. And thank goodness he's here.
And thank goodness the Bills drafted Tre'Davious White instead of
Zay Jones. Wow. Oh, my Lord. I don't even want to think about that one.
This is another episode of
Nobody. Yeah,
I'll believe it when I see your boards.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, whatever. Like, Jones was working. It's tough to know this stuff. You're gonna be a good team. You're gonna make mistakes. You're gonna be a bad team. You're gonna hit on some picks. You know.
Yeah, but you know we're talking about possibly not drafting the guy who's the best player on your defense right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they had traded down out of the Mahomes spot and gotten Zay Jones, maybe that trade would have been panned a little more than Trey White. They got a Pro Bowl.
Look what he's done for this team. That's right.
They're doing fine.
Yeah.
And they of course have their quarterback, and they're doing just fine.
It is M&T Bills Fan Football Friday. We want to get your calls in. We got a couple, one line open if you want to get in. 803-0550. We thank you for holding on as well. Ken in Lackawanna, welcome. Go right ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I want to ask you if I can ask you two things, talk about the Bills, and I just got a quick question about the Sabres. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Well, the keys to me to winning this game for the Bills is they got to find a way to get to that quarterback. He has killed us every time we played them. But just when it looks like he's going to be sacked, he breaks away and either runs downfield or he lofts it downfield and kills us. If we could get to him, and we just got to make sure every time we get the ball, we get down and we got to score. If we can do that, we can beat him.
Well, just to take that one on first, I've mentioned this a few times this week. The thing that's giving me a little bit of optimism with – regarded just that, getting after the quarterback, is Tennessee this year was 29th in sacks per game. They only had 19 sacks on the season, and they had four in the first half. Again, they lost to Jackson, so he did win, but they were getting to him right up until he busted off a 50-yard amazing run. So, you got to be worried about it, but I tend to think they'll keep him there, and I think they'll get him a couple times. The question is, you know, can they get the ball out? Can they get a forced fumble like Trey White did against Drew Lock, right, against the Broncos? Can you get a big play out of it more than just a sack?
And, Ken, if you look at that game, you're referring to, you know, the one time they played Lamar Jackson, they did a good job against him defensively. I mean, he ends up – they win the game, and he ends up with three touchdowns, but, you know, he had under 200 total yards. You know, he had like 140-ish, 45 passing and maybe 40 yards running on 11 carries. So I thought their game plan was excellent against Lamar Jackson. They gave up a big pass play on a broken play, They gave up a touchdown on a drive start at their own 24 after a Josh Allen fumble. I mean, I thought that what the defense did against him, he did not have that good a day against them. So if that day happens again, I definitely like the Bills' chances.
Because even our coach said he was worried. That was one of the things he mentioned when they interviewed him. He said, we got to get to that quarterback.
Well, no play's dead. I mean, we talk about Josh Allen keeping plays alive with his legs. Geez, I just saw a stat about, you know, how many, what yard, you know, Josh, when he has 4 seconds or more to throw the ball, you know, because he's scrambling, keeping plays alive. I mean, he might have had the most passing yards of any quarterback in the league. Well, Lamar Jackson uses his legs to keep plays alive, too. And he was better at that. You know, in their win streak, he talked about how he is using his legs more, maybe to move around or get out of the pocket, and using his legs to run, but also extending plays by using his legs better than he was earlier in the season.
Didn't I read that Jackson, when he holds the ball, his rating drops quite a bit?
Like, was that a Philip Rivers thing, or was that a Lamar? I know with Rivers, it
no,
was.
No, you're right.
It was Rivers,
last
right?
Week. It was last
the more
week
he
Rivers.
Holds the ball, the more prone to mistakes he is.
Yeah, this year, Jackson, when he throws it early, he's got 10 touchdowns and 5 picks when he throws it quick, and 16 touchdowns and 4 picks. He's better holding the ball longer. So you're right. That was Rivers I was thinking about confusing with last week.
And then my only question about the Sabres is, do you guys know if Stahl's playing tonight, and is that guy going to get a suspension? And I'll thank up and listen.
Sure.
I doubt that he's playing tonight. I don't know. He's day-to-day, right?
Yeah, he's going to. They'll have something this morning, I think.
And suspension? Hold on. Do I have a coin nearby?
I'm laughing. It's the NHL. You want me to flip my quarter that I use for Pick the Bills? It's the NHL, Ken. I would think he'll get suspended. Nick Dowd, I would like to believe, would be a long suspension. If they suspend him at all, I'm going to guess it's like 1 or 2 games.
And, one thing the NHL has to figure in is sometimes these suspensions and these hearings can take 24 to 48 hours to actually get there.
You know what?
And the game's tonight.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of back-to-backs and 2 and 3 in a row. So, hey, maybe make a call before things get out of, you know.
Just it's a quick turnaround.
Have they thought of that?
I'm going to go no, because I think giving the NHL credit. Great to be back in NHL mode when we're sarcastic and snarky towards the league and giving them credit for anything.
It's been a while.
We had 10 months without that. Well, no, we were pretty cool. You know what? In the playoff bubble, they were good. I don't know that I had a bone to pick with them when they were in the bubble. Let's get to Craig in Rochester next. Go ahead, Craig. Welcome to Football Friday.
Morning, guys. First off, the Bills need to win because I watch the Sabres and it's 5 minutes in and they don't play defense a lot of goal. I can't do this. We need the Bills for as long as possible. Make them play Williamsville North, you know, and March. It's fine. We cannot. The Sabres, no. Oh, God. Anyways, I heard the talk about, you know, everything's gravy now. I wouldn't put it like that. Where I'm approaching this is right now we have a quarterback with Josh Allen who's given you a window hopefully now for, you know, a decade plus. He's one of those guys where every year you feel like you have a chance you can win. My thing is some years you have better chances to, you know, really have a shot at the dance or make a Super Bowl or win than other years. They have a great opportunity right now because they're home. They don't have to go on the road, you know. I hope my thing is please take advantage of that. And then we have to take on KC. That's a whole nother can of worms, but you know, I don't fear Baltimore. I think if anything, my biggest thing is I could just see both offenses lighting it up because they're both really dynamic quarterbacks. I like our team a little bit better. So my thing is it's not gravy, but you know, you only get so many great opportunities. You're a 2 seed, you're home. Take advantage of it because we might have other years where we make it, but it's not, you know, you're not going to get the same type of path in front of you. And that is more difficult. There's a reason why, you know, Rodgers and Wilson have only won a Super Bowl each. You don't get as many cracks as you hope unless you're New England and cheating. So
yeah.
They don't, you know, whatever that, but so I just really hope they can take advantage of it more from the perspective of you don't know how many cracks you get at that egg. So hopefully we can really go for it.
You know, I'm thinking about, I just checked this out here, the payout structure for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, okay?
Yeah.
Why am I doing this, right? Because what this is, to me, is they had benchmarks that would guarantee a certain amount of money, right? Like you could, you got guaranteed $5,000, and if you missed above that, you
walked away with whatever, there was a certain level you would get to, right?
And you didn't stop because you knew you had the $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you got the 20, maybe it was 25 or maybe it was, let's just use it as an example here. This is like the Bills going on Millionaire, and you went in saying, I'd like to win $125,000, and you did it.
Yeah.
Here you are at the $125,000 mark. It doesn't mean that you just don't answer these other questions. You just say, no, you know what? I'm going to call this a success.
Right.
Now I'm going to try and get that 250, and then I'm going to try and get the 500, and then I'm going to try and get the million, and you're still going for those other goals, but I think it just means you got what you came for, and now you're going for more. You know, it's not like anybody's passing on the game or,
right.
or deciding not to try. Now you go for the big stuff, but you just come away happy with, all right, we locked in a certain level here.
The I was trying to think. You made me think of the other what was the game show with Howie Mandel and the briefcases?
Deal or no deal,
right? There was always a certain amount of money, and then you've got this much. The banker's offering that much, but it's possible this briefcase with a million is still out there. And when I don't know why you made me think of that game show when you were making your analogy. I got some trivia. Got some football trivia. By the way, phone lines are open. We got the lines open for the first time in, geez, probably in over an hour. So call us now if you've been trying to get in, and we'll talk Bills Ravens with you because that's what we do. The playoffs are this weekend, gentlemen. And this is Josh Allen's third playoff start. Mm-hmm. It is Lamar Jackson's fourth playoff start. So we're just talking young puppies here. So I'm looking at the most playoff games started, active quarterbacks only. Top 10 most quarterbacks, most playoff games started, active quarterbacks only.
Okay.
In the top 10. Neither of these guys, obviously, is in the top 10.
Okay, all Brady, right. Brees, and Rodgers.
Yeah, I figured those are easy. I didn't put down clues for those guys. I figured,
Roethlisberger is active.
I was actually going to challenge you guys to get 1 through 4 in exact order, but whatever, we'll let it go. Brady is 1. Roethlisberger, you said, right? Brady's got 42. Roethlisberger's 2 with 22. Brees, you had, right?
Yep.
Fourth with 17. Rodgers, you just hit the top 4. 42, 22, 18, 17.
Okay.
So you did. Right. I thought you'd get the top 4 in order.
All right. How about Cam Newton?
Cam Newton is actually tied for 9th, so he's in one of those final 2 spots. He has 9 playoff starts.
Matt Ryan?
Matt Ryan is just ahead of Cam Newton, 10 playoff starts.
How about Joe Flacco?
Joe Flacco is 6th on this list with 15 playoff starts. You're missing 5, 7.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
5 is now off the list. You're missing 7, and the guy who was tied with Cam Newton.
Newton at how many?
9.
Okay. How about, did we say Philip Rivers?
You did not say Philip Rivers. Very good. He's number 7 with 12 starts. Yep. So the last one?
Number 10?
Last one.
Let's talk this out because I don't want to get a wrong guess.
I'm totally down.
I want to sweep
let's
the table
do it.
Here.
Can they run the table?
Active.
Who wants to be a trivia millionaire briefcase guy? I don't know.
I don't think Matthew Stafford has been in enough games, has he?
Nope.
Not Deshaun Watson.
Nope.
Andy Dalton, maybe?
No, it's not Dalton.
No.
Marvin Lewis was 0-7 first-round playoff games, and not all of them were Dalton.
I think Dalton was in 4. I'm trying to remember the list from yesterday. You're correct. It's
4,
not Andy Dalton.
Maybe he was hurt for one of them, or he would have had 5.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not looking
Cousins.
At the comments because I don't want the answer.
Nobody from the Jets.
So I shouldn't hold up a sign with the guy's name on it.
Nobody from the 49ers.
And I forgot to do my high max sign for
nobody from Miami.
Is it 1X or 2X in Max's? I don't know.
Not Derek Carr, I don't think.
High max.
I don't think so. Is this a starter or a backup? Currently.
Would that tarnish our sweep?
He is technically currently a starter.
Alex Smith.
Very good.
There you go.
Alex Smith with 9 starts. So, a couple things to note. One, of the 10 guys you just got, 8 of the 10 have been in a Super Bowl. Alex Smith was not. Phillip Rivers was not. Everybody else, I'm not saying have won. They've at least been in a Super Bowl. Here's the deal. The guys playing this weekend, if you added up the total starts for the 4 NFC quarterbacks, really not much of golf in here, 81 starts. If you add up the total number of starts for the 4 guys in the AFC playing this weekend, you got 11 starts in the playoffs. Mahomes has 5. Jackson's got 3. Josh has 2. Mayfield has 1 start under his belt. So that is the the big discrepancy between the NFC and the AFC. Goff has only got 4 starts.
So old and busted.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think it's really, if you look at the AFC, Jeremy, just look at this list. So who are the guys from the AFC on this list? Roethlisberger. If he's not done, he's probably only got 1 year left. Rivers, we'll find out in another month whether he's done or maybe he plays for another year. Flacco's a backup in New York. And then you're at Cam Newton, and that's it. I mean, the AFC is all about the guys you know, that have the hand. And, you know, you mentioned Deshaun Watson. He's not in the top 10. But the AFC is all about guys that have, you know, 1 to 5 playoff starts in their career, whereas the NFC, it's top heavy. We are talking about the Bills-Ravens matchup with you. I had one other. Oh, what did I do with that other stat? I was finally getting to that article you referred to from The Athletic, Ted Wynn and Sheil Kapadia. And they, oh, here's the stat I mentioned. I just want to make sure I got the numbers out. So during the regular season, when Josh Allen bought time and held the ball for 4 seconds or more, he threw for 793 yards. It was second in the league, I'm sorry. It was second only to Deshaun Watson. And they point that out in this article. And I think the cover zero thing is really interesting, too. It was 16 times last time they played Josh Allen. They did a cover zero. Yeah. They blitzed. Did you know? So that's Baltimore the last time they faced Josh Allen. 16. Allen this season has faced 23 snaps of cover zero in the whole season. This one team, the last time they played Josh Allen, did it 16 times. He's faced it 23 times all season. You know why? By the way, that's from Sports Info Solutions. He's good at beating it. There's no way, right? They're not going to do a lot of that. There's no way they're doing that 16 times. I wouldn't think they're going to be. They're among the league leaders in single high safety looks. I still think they're going to blitz, but you can't approach things with a secondary the same he did the last time they faced Josh Allen. They've got to be more respectful of this passing game and the ability of Josh Allen and the passing game to go over the top and make plays, you know, with Diggs, with Brown, with Davis, whoever they need going over the top. All right, 803-0550. We got phone lines open. We would love to hear from you. Hey, reminder, here's the deal for tomorrow. Sports Talk Saturday, special playoff edition, will be on the air at noon with Lou DiBiase hosting. He'll be on from noon to 3. By the way, that is brought to you by Topps Friendly Markets, best game day deals in town, and by Madison Carpet One, your kitchen and bathroom tile and flooring headquarters. And then Jeremy and Nate will bring you game day at 3, countdown to kickoff at 5. Kickoff is at 8:15. The weather, it's not terrible. I mean, it looks like it's going to snow during the game. Shouldn't be more than an inch or two. Temperature is going to be right around 33, 34 for the whole game. The winds may be a little bit stronger, 15 to 20 mile an hour winds, and some gusts maybe up to 30. But I don't think it's, you know, panic, don't sleep tonight because of the weather forecast weather. Anyway, so kickoff at 8:15, postgame show would show up in the Bulldog. Nate Geary working into the wee hours with the overtime show beginning at 1:30. Saturday night, Sunday morning. And that is our coverage. So join us all day and all night and into the morning hours on WGR.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Together. They play very hard. They're connected, you know, and they're very competitive, tough. They make it tough on their opponents a lot of different ways. You know, I think they're a reflection of their coach, and they're very well coached. And Sean and Leslie and Brian, you know, and all the coaches, you know, just I think they've done a great job. So it's a team that you respect very much.
It is Ravens head coach John Harbaugh. Going to get some calls here in a moment. Just looking at a note about Anthony Lynn. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, has tweeted out, "The Seahawks want to run the ball." Okay. "Hard to imagine a better OC candidate to do it," and he is responding to Tom Pelissero's tweet that the Chargers, former Chargers coach Anthony Lynn, has spoken with Pete Carroll about the Seahawks offensive coordinator job. Okay. So that passes that along. All right, let's get some more calls. It is M&T Bills Fan Football Friday, 803-0550. We're getting in your thoughts on the big matchup between the Bills and the Ravens. Feeling confident, feeling worried, whatever emotional state you happen to be in as we approach kickoff tomorrow night. We'll go to Jay in Rochester. Jay, you're on Football Friday on WGR. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. Big Dolphins fan here, but I just wanted to congratulate you guys on a great season. It's well-deserved. And I just had a question about Kenny Stills and Devonta Freeman. Where do you guys see them being, like, added into the game plan at all on Saturday? Or, you know, if they happen to win this game moving forward?
I would say depth with injuries, right?
Yeah, they're not.
If they get more hurt.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect to see either one, Jay, unless somebody does come out of the lineup, specifically for Stills for sure. You know, the Bills are going to have their six guys usually active that they have active, and I wouldn't see him playing unless somebody comes out. And, Freeman – Unless they thought he needed more time to get up to speed, so to speak, if they win this game, maybe he goes in instead of Yeldon next week. But I would think it would be more of an injury situation, for sure, for Stills anyway.
Right. And then as far as I know you guys don't have this on your mind right now because you're looking for the Super Bowl, but with A.J. Epenesa's development kind of being stunted by COVID, I mean, do you guys see him being a starter next year, or do you guys see you guys drafting a defensive end in the first round?
I worry less about a starter. I'm sorry, Jeremy, go ahead. Because I'm in the rotation. He's going to be obviously in the rotation, whether he's starting or not. It's really snap counts and how often they're playing him.
They
should draft a pass rusher at some point.
Was he stunted by COVID? Was every rookie stunted by COVID, I guess?
That depends on position, you know. Zach Moss wasn't as bad, right?
Right. Justin Jefferson. Gabe Davis wasn't.
Yeah.
Maybe he just kind of needs a little bit more time to come along. I think that I would say if you could pick one position that you'd like the Bills to get better at, I think you'd pick end.
They got to get younger.
Epenesa is there. You've got to get younger for sure. Trent Murphy's not on this team next year, right?
No. I wonder if he plays tomorrow. But especially with Daryl Johnson being questionable, there's no way he's re-signing. He's a free agent. But they have to get younger. You know, you look at Hughes, you look at Addison for sure. So I would think, I don't know about first round to the caller. You can still make a case for cornerback. Might make a case for offensive line if Daryl Williams isn't re-signed. You know, so I would think they'll draft an end at some point. They got to get younger there.
We got a Facebook comment I want to get to from Tony who wrote in. "I'm excited for this game. I hope and want Allen to outplay Lamar because despite Josh Allen having an MVP-like season everywhere I go, I hear Lamar. Watch out for Lamar. And it's ticking me off because I feel they still aren't respecting our quarterback. Go Josh. Go Bills on the big stage. Tony in Connecticut." Here's the thing. If you think people aren't respecting Josh yet, you are officially Michael Jordan mad at the way that a guy said hi to you. You're making it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a finalist for the FedEx Air Player of the Year. He's going to finish third in the MVP. Everybody
should,
is talking
yeah.
about Josh Allen.
If
so,
no lower than third in the MVP.
It's like it's such a chip on the shoulder.
Yeah.
There's no way that people are not respecting Josh Allen enough, unless you're talking about like one guy on Fox Sports.
I think it's funny.
Stephen A. Smith picked against the Bills.
Yeah,
too.
Right. Whatever.
Like,
who cares?
You can pick against the guy and still think he's pretty good. It's the playoffs here.
I think it was funny. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's just it. He's like, oh, come on. He's got an article in the New York Times today. Stephon Diggs is in GQ. The Bills are getting the kind of attention they never, ever get.
NBC put him in the primetime game Saturday night.
Right.
Hey, here's Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth. What game do we want? Hey, give us the Bills game.
Yeah, I was thinking about this yesterday, too, because what these games are, it's not just a national stage kind of game, which, you know, you get those from time to time. The Bills have had those the last couple of years. It's also, when you get to the playoffs, if you want to talk about next week, you kind of have to watch this week. So you never know who's going to come out of the woodwork and comment on this game, whether it's going to be Warren Sapp or Drew Bledsoe or Tom Hanks. Like, it's such a stage that it's
John
singular
Cusack.
Game. John Cusack is a Bills fan.
Who knew?
Know that?
I didn't know that.
Who knew?
Yeah, I like him. He's a good actor. I never knew that.
You never know. Yeah. There's going to – William Fichtner is going to be on. Nick Bakay is going to call the post-game show. Like, it gets bigger every week, and that's part of the fun. One thing I did want to ask you about, have you thought – first off, what time do you anticipate you will wake up tomorrow?
Oh, like I always do, before 6 a.m.
Right.
But it's not because it's like I'm excited about the game. I just – I'm going to be up at 6 a.m.
Me too. What in the world are we going to do with
ourselves idea.
For like 14 hours?
I have no idea. Look, I just have to get to 4:30. At least I'll be able to watch a football game at 4:30.
I got to get to 3, and then I'm on for pregame. And even then.
Yeah, so you're right.
I'll tell you, the hardest part is after I finish pregame, because I go to about 5:15, and then I'll get off the air and think, okay, 3 more hours.
Yeah. That's hard
what
for
do
you.
I do?
Yeah, for me, see, it's weird. Like, honestly, I'll get up at whatever o'clock in the morning. I will enjoy a little peace and quiet before the stress that I know is coming later in the day. So Saturday morning, I'm good. I would prefer a 1 o'clock kick, but getting a little nap, you know, get in my game day nap. And then when I wake up, the hardest part is I'll be up at 2:30-ish. The hardest part is going, still 5.5 hours till kickoff. That's hard. And it's hard to concentrate. It's hard to think about the first game knowing I'm going to be stressing out already about the second game. But it's a long day. I just, you know, I don't think it's as bad as last weekend where they were the first game of the weekend and you had 5 games after that. But again, if you'd like to win Saturday night, it would make Sunday much more enjoyable. Okay. Then I can relax and watch Cleveland, Kansas City, and I can watch New Orleans and Tampa, at least half of that anyway, or maybe the full game. It's a 6:40 start. You know, my playoff enjoyment would drop considerably if the Bills don't win the game Saturday night. Look, your point about the guy there, I was going to say it's funny. I think you can definitely reach an element as a fan base where you hear what you want to hear and you believe what you want to believe. And if you honestly think no one's talking about the Bills, then there's a narrative in your head and you've trained yourself to always believe we never get our fair share in Western New York because Marcel Louis-Jacques, who we both know, you know Marcel, and we've had him on the show. He's the Bills reporter for ESPN.com. Somebody tweeted him about how, like, ESPN's been ignoring the Bills. How come they never talk about the Bills? And Marcel's like, dude,
I work
like,
for ESPN.
I'm literally their employee covering this football team, you know?
It's ESPN. I saw that.
And he
that
had, like, funny. He took a still shot of a graphic on ESPN extolling the virtues of Josh and the offense. I mean, it's like, if you can't find somebody, I mean, you know, Good Morning Football is like a Bills love show this season. If you can't find somebody saying nice things about the Bills, oh my goodness, either you're not looking or you have a narrative in your head and it won't be able to be changed.
Yeah. The other thing I'll be doing tomorrow
By the way, their offensive coordinator is a hot coaching candidate.
Yeah, right.
The quarterback's in the MVP discussion. The coach is in the coach of the year discussion. I don't know. What else do you want? Sorry, go ahead.
Firing up the smoker.
Are you making brisket?
Brisket, getting right back to it. Right back
to
it.
My mouth is watering thinking about brisket.
Yeah, so the 8 o'clock kickoff means I got tons of time. And so it won't be a time crunch. Be good to go. Brisket.
With what? What are you having with it?
I don't know. What do you have with brisket?
Chips? Like a side? I don't know. What do you like maybe a nice macaroni salad?
The famous brisket and chips.
Yeah. It's not fish and chips. Well, what do you make with brisket? I mean, you having a veggie with it?
You eat mac and cheese. Eat barbecue food.
Mac and cheese. There you go.
Cornbread or.
Oh, I love cornbread.
There you go. Here's what to serve with brisket. 14 savory side dishes. Let's see what we got here.
Mac and cheese is a good call. See, I'm not a coleslaw guy.
Baked beans.
Okay, fair enough.
Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese, you hit it right there. Stop. Okay. And a little cornbread.
Corn on the cob. Dinner rolls, asparagus, carrots. These are foods you've never had.
What was that? asparagus? What is that?
You've never had it, right?
I've had it. I love asparagus, actually.
Oh, okay.
You do. I'm good with veggies. It's fruits.
It's the fruits.
I'm good with. I love carrots, asparagus, broccoli.
I see that as so backwards.
Everything. Really?
Most people, I would think, would like fruit reverse, and not vegetables.
Brussels sprouts, name a vegetable, I've eaten it. I love that. Cauliflower, love vegetables. Never get enough of them.
Okay.
Fruits, we've never hit it off. Let's get to Mark in East Aurora next. Mark, go right ahead. Thanks for holding on.
Hi, good morning, guys. Good
morning.
Just a couple observations, I guess, that I'm seeing. I know Moss is hurt and he's out, but he's a rookie and he's dropped the ball a few times. That may be a blessing to have him out. And I really think the game is that close that it's going to turn on a turnover. I know Jackson can run. Everybody does. But from what I've seen watching him, he carries the ball in the left hand a lot, and he runs right. And any good running back seems to shift his hands and put the ball on the other side so it's on the outside. My bet is the Bills are going to strip him, and it's going to turn the game. He'll lose confidence, and that's going to be a turning point in the game. And we go on from there. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
First, you got to catch him to strip him.
He fumbled three times against the Steelers in their first game. He's fumbled a couple times this year. He's lost four fumbles. And, I mean, Allen is just as likely to fumble as Lamar Jackson.
Although I think he's gotten better, I think, at his ball security this year.
And I don't agree about Zach Moss.
I think Moss is a loss. Yeah, sorry, sure. I didn't mean definitely to rhyme. I'm not trying to sound like Dr. Seuss. That's a loss.
I think I would. Best running back would be to say they all have the same kind of skill set, and we could all – they've got different things they use them for. I think they trust Moss the most their backs.
Yeah, and I think what, the fumble – the
or maybe even that's the wrong way to say it.
Have you fumbled since the Arizona game, do you recall, off the top of your head?
But he's their hammer. And whatever time of the game – and he's not a slow plotting guy. He makes guys miss. I just think that they really rely on him a lot, and – you know, Singletary has a big job this week, and Yeldon's got a lot of slack to pick up.
I think Moss had earned their trust. I think that had taken case over the course of the season. I think, you know, they had the fumble against Arizona, and he sat him for a good chunk of the game. McDermott sat him for a good chunk of the game. But if you look at snap counts, and I don't have them in front of me, there was a shift as the season went on, and Moss was getting, you know, more snap counts and more activity than Devin Singletary. And Devin's doing just fine. But Moss is such a powerful runner, and he can, you know, he's a good north-south guy. He can break, you know, break tackles. He can get yards after contact. He can catch the ball. I think he's developed very nicely in the pass protection. He did, as far as I could tell, a good enough job picking up blitzes as the season went on. So I do think that's a loss. Now, it's not fatal, because the Bills are not a run-based offense. They don't lean on the running game that much. But I think, you know, in terms of player A to player B, I don't have wins above replacement stat here for you, but I think Moss to Yeldon is a drop-off. I think Moss was having a good rookie year. It's one just not a critical loss. I mean, the offense can still function without Zach Moss, of course.
One thing this I got some dogs barking here. One thing this stream can do for us, by the way, this opens up a lot of doors. We'd had a couple of requests that you could next time we do pick the Bills, we could watch you pick the Bills. We could see the pain in your face when you go through it next year. Well, you only have to make a couple picks. So, like, next year, full schedule, video of you picking the Bills.
Okay, I had someone, hang on. Let me get the quarter.
Sorry. We had a couple people tweeting about this, like, what we could stream you eating foods, trying.
Okay, that I'll do. Yeah, that I'll do, because, I mean, I like to eat. So
Here's one that someone also – last night during the hockey game, someone mentioned you guys are doing this stream. What are the odds of streaming a Sabres rant whenever that happens?
Oh, boy.
You've seen a lot of those.
I like when you when you get going, you could kind of see it coming. And I usually, when you start going, I usually like turn to make eye contact with Brayton. Like we look at each other like, mm-hmm, here it goes. I just kind of sit back.
Listen,
like, he's going.
It's different. It's different now. I'm older. I'm wiser. I'm more mature. It's going to be months. It's not even close.
Would you make a note of that? What's today's date? January what? 11, 12, 13, 14. January 15th, 9:45 a.m. Note that in the archive.
Well, the Super Bowl is February 7th, so I got at least until then. Then we got like a week.
You don't think you won't rant about the Sabres before then?
If the Bills are in the Super Bowl, as you have picked?
You won't have – yeah. Well, I have, but that doesn't mean it's – you know, it's not like from, you know, my mouth to the football god's ears.
I will be – hey, it's a new year. and they had a bad game,
mm-hmm.
and they play tonight.
Yes,
and
they
that's
do.
That's it. That's yeah. it. I got a lot of love in my heart, and, you know, fresh start.
You know what? It's forget it. All right, we'll get a break. 803-0550 to join us. Well, if you still want to call in, we'll try and squeeze in a call or two in our final segment. Of course, we're clearing the way for instigators at the top of the hour. It is M&T Bills Fan Football Friday. It's going to continue, of course, with One Bills Live at noon. And a reminder, Shoep and the Bulldog will be streaming this afternoon as well. 5 o'clock, they're going to have a special playoff edition streamed live on the WGR Facebook page. We want to thank once again for the stream. Southern Tier Brewing Company, brewed and loved in the 716.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
So, you're picking the Bills. We know that.
I am picking the Bills.
You're
to win,
recklessly
yes.
optimistic on that.
I'm recklessly optimistic.
How exactly? What kind of a point spread is recklessly optimistic?
Put it this way. When they played the Steelers, I may have played an alternate line, and I gave 7.5. I was confident enough they would win by a touchdown or more, and they did. And
wow.
I would I want to take a look at that. I want to take a look at that.
7.5?
Yeah.
When the line is 2.5?
You want to give me? I'm going to give you a score?
Yeah.
I think they're going to win 32-17.
Oh, I hope you're right. I really hope you're right, because I'm going to go like 24-21. Nope, I'm taking a point away, 24-20.
But here's the thing. 24-20 paints this picture. Is it 24-20 and the Ravens score
yes,
on the
I'm
last
saying,
play
no, I'm saying
time?
No, I'm saying the Ravens have the ball.
Or is it the Bills score on the last?
Yeah, no.
All these people are giving out these scores. That doesn't
saying,
tell me anything.
I'm saying the Ravens have the ball
two
with a chance
warning.
In a one-score game at the end, and the Bills have to hold on.
Dude, that sounds stressful.
I'm telling you. That's why I'm not recklessly optimistic. I think the Bills will win, but I'm not. I don't think it'll be a 15-point game. I hope you're right. Rams, Green Bay.
Packers.
The line is 6.5. Now, I don't know if it changed because of whether Wolford out, Goff starting or not. But
Packers 28-20.
Cleveland, big underdog. 10-point underdog at Kansas City.
Chiefs 35-24. With the Browns scoring late to make it look a little closer and really make bettors sweat.
And assuming the Bills win, who are you rooting for Sunday? Browns or Chiefs?
I mean, yeah, I want the game here, I guess, right? So I'll root for the Chiefs, but I also
root for the Browns.
Browns, yeah.
Yep.
Because I want the game here. So, But I do want to say, if the Chiefs look good and if the Bills are already in,
mm-hmm.
last minute of play in the show.
But the idea of playing the Chiefs in Kansas City is pretty great.
Yeah, it'd be a pretty energetic week.
It'd be game of the year status
yeah, it would be
in the
great.
NFL.
Yeah. And Tampa Bay, New Orleans?
I'm not commenting on that game. I don't talk about
where's your. Is that a Brady jersey in the frame behind? I don't see
once
your Brady you reach, frame jersey.
Once you reach age 43, I can't pick your games anymore. Bills minus 7.5 pays 220.
Oof. Well, enjoy the game. Enjoy your brisket. Everybody, hopefully the Bills win and we'll have a victorious football Monday. Either way, we'll be with you Monday morning. Instigators coming up next. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.
They're making it happen now. We've got the spirit. A lot of spirit, yeah. We've got the spirit. Just watch it happen now.
Make me wanna shout!
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.